Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. If it never ends, it's not a season. A different summer starts right now. There's something about summer that makes you think life will slow down. Longer days, lighter schedules, more space to breathe. But if you're honest, it rarely works that way. You don't plan your summer, you too often drift into it. And before you know it, August shows up and you're asking, where did it go? I've lived that. There was a season in my life when I hit the wall hard, burned out, running on empty, trying to push through like nothing was wrong, and I paid for it, not so much physically, but relationally. Truthfully, you can be present in body, but absent in every other way. And the people who feel that most, the one sitting closest to you. Scripture speaks into this more than we realize in Ephesians 5:15. He said, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And you know, making the most of every opportunity doesn't mean doing more. It means being more present in what actually matters. And time, it doesn't wait. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That verse hits different when you realize your days aren't just numbers, they're moments you don't get back, summers included. We convince ourselves we're in a busy season. But if that season has no end date, it's not a season anymore. It's a pattern, and patterns left unchecked quietly become your life. And before you know it, they're grown. Off to college, moving out, married, moving to another state. What? Where did the time go? I remember when I bounced them on my knee. And that's why this matters more than just a schedule tweak. This is about a pattern interruption. Even Jesus stepped away in Mark 6:31. He said, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. If he made space to rest, what makes us think we don't need to? Somewhere along the way, we started believing exhaustion equals effectiveness. Like burnout is proof we're doing something important. Really? But let me ask you something honestly. Since when did being worn out become the goal? God never asked you to run yourself into the ground. He asked you to walk with him. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Oh my goodness, how hard is that? Stillness isn't weakness, it's alignment. And here's what I've learned the hard way. When you take care of your soul, your capacity doesn't shrink, it actually grows. You show up better, you love better, you lead better, you live better. So now with summer right in front of you, here's the real question. What's going to be different this time, this year? Not what you hope will change. What are you actually going to change? Because time will keep moving, your kids will keep growing, and next year will come faster than you think. And this summer doesn't need to be perfect, but it does need to be intentional. Because the moments you're too busy to notice today are the ones you'll wish you could get back tomorrow. This summer, you still have a say in that. So two questions. Where have I been physically present, but emotionally or mentally absent with the people who matter most? And lastly, what is one pattern I need to interrupt now so I don't repeat the same summer again? I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.